you?
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Sawyer here. I'm starting broadcasting again. Hope you can hear me okay. I'm kind of experimenting. Just a 30-minute broadcast, but I'm going to try to talk about some general things and specifically about the planet Pluto and the dwarf planet Ceres. Now, and where they are in prophecy. Well, where they are in prophecy is in, I believe, Revelations 12:1 has to do with the woman that appears clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and her head of crown of 12 stars. That is the Father. It's not the church, as many Christians are teaching, because the church cannot give birth to anybody. The church are the ones that are being born. So they can't give birth, as it says in Revelations 12:2, that she's with child, crying, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. We have to remember that all prophecy ends up being literal. It's not literal at the moment that it's written, except it's meant to apply to when the kingdom of God has returned and incarnate again, in order to demonstrate the requirements to graduate, be harvested into the kingdom of God, which is the level above human. It's an evolutionary level above human. It's really nothing to do with religion. Is basically the distortion of the truth, even though it's a stepping stone for people to get to the truth when they don't have anything better. And every time a member of the next level comes, they bring more. And that's why those that have become entrenched into the religious aspects of it, of what became of the previous incarnate member, what they taught, to where they think they become authorities on what was taught before, then they don't recognize the return. While the ones that see the people that are claiming to be authorities on the information that came before, for instance, like Moses, his teachings, then when Jesus came, he brought updates. And all the ones that were entrenched into what Moses said didn't recognize him, because they were kind of gloating on the positions that they had garnered for themselves, leading the people, when that was never the intention for students to become leaders of others, except to the degree of telling the truth. And the truth, we don't need leaders to tell us the truth, but we do need individuals that know the truth to tell us the truth. So, and religion becomes more and more distant from the truth. For instance, now, the truth was brought again by Tian Do. Who were they? They were the Father and the Son. Return. That was Jesus. Jesus wasn't going to come back with his Jesus body, at least for the first stage, because he had to come back and he had to be able to talk to us. If he wasn't able to talk to us, then he wouldn't be able to bring us updates, and he wouldn't be able to speak plainly about the Father, as he said he would do. And he wouldn't be speaking in a new tongue, and he wouldn't have a white skin and white hair, as it says in Revelations. And now I'm going to require everybody to look these things up. I'll give you the chapters, but I don't have taken to memory all the chapters and verses, and I don't quote scripture exactly, although I do know what the scripture is saying, because I have deciphered all of it, every word I have deciphered to the Hebrew origins and Book of Revelations. Well, not all of it, but 90% of it I have deciphered. And I can show how what was being said and how much prophecy has already been fulfilled. Now, Christians don't know that because it's been a mystery to them. Why? Because they don't have the key. The key is Tien Do. Like Christians say, the key is Jesus when he returns. And since he did return in the new vehicle that was named Marshall Applewhite, that was actually the leader of the Heaven's Gate group that laid down their lives in 1997. That was all voluntary. That was all planned from the beginning. All those students knew they were leading up to leaving their bodies. They didn't know if it would happen the way they did it until the last 3 years. That's when they in 1994 is when they started realizing that they had to take it upon themselves to lay down their bodies because it wasn't going to be done for them like it was done for them 2,000 years ago when they were with Jesus. It was the same souls coming back. They had passed, they had graduated the second trimester of their birth, which the graduation is a spirit birth, like Jesus said. It's not going to be individuals with bodies rising up. And that's why Revelation 11 actually wasn't really scheduled to happen in the way that it was recorded, although Tien Do initially thought that it was going to happen that way, the way it was recorded. It was recorded as they were going to come and they were going to speak prophecy for 1,260 days. And let's see, right? Yeah, 1,260 days. And it's very plain that the two witnesses is the only example in Revelations where there's somebody actually talking to us, because that's what prophecy means. It means that somebody is talking to us. And just like Moses said that his return would be from among them, his disciples, from their strain, from their from the house of David, from among them. And Jesus said that you weren't going to observe the kingdom of heaven coming. You're going to observe it from within you, from within you. In other words, from among you, I was going to come. In other words, in your midst. I was going to be in your midst. And like Jesus said, him and his Father would return to make their abode with us. Because the Father, he said that you wouldn't need for him to talk to the Father for you anymore, because the Father also loves you, and the Father will also be here so that you could talk to the Father directly instead of going through him. And that happened because the Father came back. Now, the Father came back only to get the Son going again because of how corrupt, I don't know exactly why, but wondered if he came back, the Father came back with him this time because of how corrupt the world had become. Anybody that starts to realize the truth is going to see how corrupt it's become. And what I mean by corrupt is that there are so many different interpretations now and so many different ideas about what Jesus meant, and hardly anything actually about what Jesus said, and everything about what Paul said, as if Paul was their savior. And he was not. He didn't even know Jesus. He was not going to be elected by Jesus to be his disciple. Jesus was very particular about who he picked to be his disciples and his apostles, who were actually delegates. He trained those individuals. Those individuals just didn't come upon knowing his mind by reading something or by getting it hearsay from somebody else. No, he wanted to make sure they got it direct from him so they could be a witness to him. Like I said, you need two or three witnesses, and then he's among you. Well, Paul didn't have any witnesses. He didn't witness anything. So for us to listen to what Paul said, the only thing we can pay attention to what Paul said is if we can back it up with something that Jesus said or Peter said or one of the other disciples that were in the books that were not included, because the lost books of the Bible also can count. Just because they weren't included doesn't mean that they weren't part of the record, what Jesus said. Although what we can count on the most is what's in the four Gospels that Jesus actually said. If we had nothing else, that would be plenty for us to adhere to. And even with the corruption that's taken place of a lot of that, the root is still there. That the whole idea basically is that he was giving us training to be able to disconnect from the human kingdom, because it was a chance to evolve by directed evolution, not Darwinian evolution. It was a chance to evolve into the level above human, into the kingdom of God, the kingdom in the literal heavens. It's not a kingdom that is where you float around. You have jobs to do. You have tasks to perform. You have a physical body, like Paul did say. One thing that was a number of things that were accurate that he must have got from the other disciples that were with Jesus, because he wouldn't have been able to get it from anywhere else, is that you would have a different kind of flesh body. He called it a celestial body. He said there were different kinds of bodies. There were bodies for animals, and there were bodies in heaven, planetary bodies. But there were also celestial bodies that we were going to have. I shouldn't say we, because you can never assume who's going to actually graduate. Until you've actually graduated, you cannot assume anything. Belief in the representative, the current representative, gets you saved for the next time. But once you're saved for the next time, doesn't mean that you're going to actually sprout and become a child in that kingdom, a student, and then actually graduate into that kingdom, because that takes giving your all. And you, when you just believe, you're not giving your all. You're not giving your all until you've actually given your life at one stage, but telling the truth. And at this stage, really, telling the truth doesn't challenge anybody. Even if you're in Saudi Arabia and you're saying what Jesus said, for the most part, nobody's going to pay any attention to you, even though some of it may be outlawed in certain places. But that's because when you're telling the truth, what they're saying, they're not saying what Jesus said. If they would tell the truth about what Jesus said, then they wouldn't be outlawed. Because, but they're actually acting like they're Christians when they're not doing any Christing. Because Christing was a process. When you overcome the world, as it says over and over again to the church in the book of Revelations, that is a requirement. That overcoming means actually conquering, which happened in Revelations 6:1 for the first fruits, 6:2 actually, where they conquered. That conquering actually means that you don't have any of your own mind anymore, any of your human mind in you anymore. And human mind is actually Luciferian mind, all of it, except for what has come from the level above human, the kingdom of God. And that's only in the teachings that have come from the kingdom of God through the records. And the records in the Old Testament and the New Testament of representatives that can be shown to be genuine. And they're all linked together in what they say. And everything in Revelations is linked to the Old Testament and the New Testament and the things that Jesus said. You can find examples And it's usually there's like at least three examples of every point in the book of Revelations that goes back to all the Old Testament rules and regulations and laws and commandments and behaviors and, you know, the way they did the sacrifices on the altars and the holidays and the festivals and all that. All that were done in numbers of individuals and the times and the signs. And Jesus said he was coming in the clouds, but actually it was coming with the clouds, from the clouds, from among the clouds, from behind the clouds, from within the clouds. And clouds actually in the Hebrew actually meant a covering. And so what he was saying was he was coming covered up, like T&O would say, undercover. Like a thief in the night was like undercover. It was secretly, so that you wouldn't be able to observe that he's actually there. Now, I'm not saying that he's not coming back again one more time, but it's not going to be incarnate. So all those that don't believe in what he said when he was here incarnate as T and Doe, Doe being the same individual who was incarnate in the vehicle that was called Jesus. Because remember, Jesus said that he wasn't coming back in the name of Jesus. Don't believe anybody that comes back saying their name is Jesus. That's why when that individual came to Paul and said he was Jesus, see, that individual who said that didn't know that Jesus said that. So he couldn't actually try to get around it. But he tried to get around it later, which I'm not going to go into right now because I'm not prepared to actually talk about that definitively yet. But I know it's true. I'll investigate that and talk about it next time. Because I plan on doing these broadcasts at this time, 11 o'clock to 11:30, every Wednesday and Sunday. Now, I know I'm moving fast, and there's a lot of stuff here, and I'm never going to cover everything that I could cover in 30 minutes. I used to do these broadcasts for 2 hours, and I barely even touched the surface of all the things I wanted to cover. And I can't start from scratch, and I want to make sure that everybody is, you know, up to date with new stuff as well as recapping some of the old stuff. So I've kind of gone through some of the recap now really fast, even though I know there's going to be there's lots of holes. Like, you know, people are going to say, well, how could the T&O have been the two witnesses because they didn't die and resurrect? Well, I did touch on that, saying that there wasn't going to be a resurrection repeat like Jesus did. That was an ascension, is all they said, and now it's rise up. And an ascension was in a spirit. Their spirit body actually is a soul body, is what was going to rise again, rise up. But they weren't killed, right, as it says in Revelations 11, 11:7, that they were going to... This is a point of a lot of problems for people. They think that it can't be T&O because they weren't killed. And yet they were. What it says in Revelation 11:7 is that when they finished their testimony, then the beast, which is basically the government institutions, the media, are the horns of the beast, and all the mouthpieces of the beast, not just the horns, but, you know, everybody that's speaking for the beast, whether it's religious or spiritual or atheist or political, aside from the kings, you know, the heads of the actual different countries, like the G7. That's the beast. That ascends out of the bottomless pit. That took place in Revelations chapter 9. One where the key is open to the bottomless pit, and that's the space aliens that are coming out of the their underground hiding places, the same way the humans right now are trying to prepare underground hiding places, anticipating some big changes to come. But because rumor has it, they know that the same reasons they were forced into their hiding places underground is about to occur again, probably within the next couple of decades. I may be wrong about that, about the exact timing of that, but I'm not into the whole doomsday-ish motivation for anything, because that doesn't get anybody anywhere. Basically, we're all here day to day anyway, and so make the best of it while you can. And that's my philosophy. And the best of it that you can have right now is to consider that T and O are the return of the two witnesses. Okay, it said that there was going to be a war against them, which is a battle with this beast. And the beast is actually, the dragon is sitting on the beast. In other words, the dragon is Lucifer himself. And that's also the fallen angels that were with him. They're all Satans. They're all adversaries to members of the kingdom of God, and trying to keep souls from being harvested into membership in the kingdom of God. So they were going to overcome these two, and then it says kill them. Now, overcome really can actually be spoken of as subdued. To me, it has a little, it's actually more of the accurate meaning to that Greek word is subdue. I don't remember if I actually have that here. You can look it up. You look it up yourself, okay, because I can't do all that legwork and still get this information out. But believe me, subdue is a better word term there. And T and O were subdued by the press big time in 1975. They were shut down nationally and internationally, but primarily nationally, by Walter Cronkite on CBS Evening News, that was broadcast all over the United States, and there were articles written in every newspaper. I could say that definitively. Most every newspaper. I can't say every, because I'm sure there's a few papers that probably didn't cover it. But every major newspaper, let me put it that way, definitely covered the story of Bo and Peep and the UFO 2, which UFO didn't mean space aliens, because the space aliens are the fallen angels. But UFO to T and O meant cloud of light, whirlwind of fire, chariot of fire. It was actually the covering that cloaked the spacecraft or the member of the next level that was in behind that covering. Like Jehovah came and went through a covering. Now, he had a physical body because Moses asked if he could touch him, and Jehovah said, actually asked if he could see him. And Jehovah said, no, you can't see me or you'll die, but you can touch me. And so he let him touch his shoulder or his side. It was the same kind of word. And you can look that up in the Old Testament. So Jehovah was a physical being. He had a physical body, because members of the next level have physical bodies, although they can make themselves invisible, like Jesus demonstrated when he changed his body over into a next-level body, a kingdom of God body, a celestial body, which required that he had to go back to his older member, the Father, before he would let them touch him, if you remember from the Gospels. Then after he came back, when they were allowed to touch him and see his wounds that were partially healed, and because I don't believe they were actually still bloody at that point. I think they healed enough to where he could demonstrate that he was the same person. But he's not coming, even though he may come back in that same vehicle, that same body, the same physical body that he took with him into that cloud of light that he demonstrated, he levitated to, he rose up to, because that was another characteristic of his new physical body that was more evolved than a human body. He could appear and disappear, change his vibrations, and he could also levitate like he did over the Sea of Galilee, which was also, which I believe was a depiction of what happened during those 40 days after he rose from the dead. So, wow, the time is almost gone already, and I didn't even get to Pluto. But Tiendo made a movie, a script, that Pluto was a base. So I say Pluto is a base for the kingdom of God, and it's a huge base. And Cirrus may be a base also, because if you look at the NASA pictures of Cirrus, there are like 8 objects, and one of them is a big round object, so I think that's the throne. That's Jesus, actually. And the 7 are the 7 angels, and Revelation 15 talks about the sign of the 7 angels with the vials that are about to be released, and that sign was the comet Ison, which supposedly died when it went to the sun, but it didn't. It emerged out of the sun, and there are video footage of that that was taken by some of these space satellites that are up there taking pictures of everything. And the individual I love to follow when he dissects those images is BP Earthwatch, which I think he does some broadcasts on Blog Talk Radio too. And although he doesn't respond to me when I talk to him through his YouTube channel and tell him about Tien Do, he doesn't respond. Maybe, you know, I don't know what he thinks, but maybe he's, you know, reserved about it, which is fine, you know. But if he ignores it all, then he's going to miss the boat as well as everybody else who ignores it. Because once you've been told about Tien Do, then you don't have an excuse to not look into them and look into them in detail. If you just kind of, for your own sake, because it doesn't do me any good, because I don't get any points for people believing in Tien Do. Because I work for Do and Tea. I don't work for humans. I don't work for anybody else. I don't work for myself, even. Even though I benefit from working for Tien Do if I stay the course. But the choice to stay the course happens every day. And we can stay the course in degrees. Of course, you know, it's not, we're all sinners, yes, because we can always do better. But that doesn't mean that he did it for us to where we don't have to. We have to also become a Christ in order to graduate. A Christing is a pressing of the oil out of the olives. The physical body is our olive. The oil is the mind of the next level that is the fruit. And that mind is the soul that is the container, is the seed that's given to those that want it. And that seed is birthed then when we hear the information of the word from the next level and we recognize it and we go for it. Then we're sprouting that seed. And at that point, then we have the potential to actually grow into a tree. But we don't actually become a tree until we've graduated, and that can only be done when we've overcome all our human characteristics, which can only be done when we're with the incarnate older member. But we can go a long way towards that by believing in them now and disseminating their information now and taking the consequences and believing in everything they said, everything Tien Do said. That's the plan going forward from now. So I think I've got only 20 seconds left. So you can see my YouTube channel is 3SPM, 3 as the numeral digit 3, 3SPM. And if you want to look at my blog, it's SawyerHG, as in Heaven's Gate, .wordpress.com, and Sawyer Heaven's Gate at Facebook. So that's the end of the broadcast. Thank you.